And back to Byline on WFPL. I'm Rick Hallett. We're going to turn our attention now to sports, and joining us is WDRB's Eric Crawford. Welcome back, Eric.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Good to have you here. Well, let's start with some college basketball. Seems to be a lot of excitement surrounding that. Season's set to begin soon. The practices are now going full bore. There have been some exhibition games, not exhibition games, but scrimmages, I'm trying to say. The Kentucky Wildcats are the defending national champions, of course, but if early polls are to be believed, they're not the top team in the country heading into the new season, or even the top team in this region. That would be Indiana.
Indiana is number one. The USA Today coaches poll just came out this week. Louisville is number two, and Kentucky is number three. And what that basically means is we're just picking up where we left off last fall. Yeah. It's going to be that big a deal. And those teams, surprisingly, have never been in the top five at the same time in the Associated Press poll, as long as it's been taken back into the 1960s.
Really?
So it's an unprecedented time here.
Well, let's start with Indiana. Of course, Tom Crean arrived in, 2008 from Marquette, had to rebuild a program that had been through an NCAA scandal, and he's got him at the top of the game now.
He has pretty much the consensus National Player of the Year in Cody Zeller at center, and he's got a talented group that went to the Elite Eight, would have been a Final Four team last year if they hadn't run into Kentucky. They have the experience, they have the talent, they're offensively a wonderful basketball team, just need to kind of put it together on the defensive end, but everybody expects them to, and more people have picked them number one than anybody else.
And as you mentioned, U of L second in many polls, Rick Pitino returning many players from his Final Four team last year, including, of course, Peyton Siva, the All-American candidate.
They probably have less future NBA representation than the other teams, but they have more what's believed to be chemistry, and they have a lot of depth. Some guys who were hurt last year are now coming back. Wayne Blackshear, a lot of people expected a lot from him last year, and he was hurt. So they're very promising and have the best point guard, one of the best in the country, in Peyton Siva.
You know, one injury that's unfortunate. I was at the game last year where Mike Mara tore his ACL, and he did it again. He was recovering. He did it again this year in practice, and he's decided not to pursue basketball.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to go on a coaching track, and it's a shame. He's a great kid, and I don't know if he would have played a lot this year with as deep and talented this team is, but he had a great understanding of what Rick Pitino wanted to do with the offense, and they're going to miss that because he could get on the court and get people organized.
Well, UK lost its starters to the NBA draft, but John Calipari's back this year with a new crop of young talent, including the highly prized recruit Nerlens Noel. Now, there's some question about his eligibility going in just here in the recent weeks, but the NCAA now says he's been cleared to play. Right?
He's cleared to play. They were looking at some associations he and his family had when he was in high school. He was receiving some benefits here and there, but they've cleared up any questions over that. Nerlens Noel is great. He's not an Anthony Davis. He's not that good, but he's very good. They've got another big man, a Willie Cauley-Stein. Kentucky could have two 6'10 kids on the court at the same time, two great kind of wing swing players in Alex Poitras and Archie Goodwin. And they've got a point guard who sat out and redshirted last season who's going to play. They're very talented. From an NBA professional standpoint, they're the most talented of the three teams.
Do you think they're deserving of the number three ranking?
Yeah, I think they are, and I think you'll see them spend time at number one sometime this season. I think you'll just see the teams go back and forth a little bit. But the fun thing for us is that when Kentucky plays Louisville on December 29th, it may be the best regular season basketball game of the year.
I took my son to a father-son camp up in UK back in June, and there were 900 other campers there.
Intimate setting.
Yeah, but the young man he just mentioned who transferred from, and he sat out, I can't think of his name. He was there. They kind of scrimmaged a little bit while we were there. I can't think of his name. But anyway, he could really fly.
Ryan Harrell, I think is who
you're
talking
Ryan
about.
Harrell. He was really something else. I think fans are really going to be excited to see him play. Now, UK and IU will not play this season, right?
No, and that's a shame. They were scheduled. IU, had they gone on their regular rotation, would be coming to Rupp Arena this year, but John Calipari would not sign a contract that involved his team going back to Bloomington to play. Yeah. So they're not going to play for a year or two. But the interesting thing is that Indiana and Louisville may start up a series here soon, so that'll be good.
We're talking with Eric Crawford here on Byline on WFPL. Well, let's turn to football. U of L now officially bowl eligible. Still undefeated at 6-0 following the win last weekend at Pittsburgh. Back in action tomorrow against South Florida after being out on a road trip for about a month, I guess, plus they had a week off. Now, some would argue that the card schedule hasn't been all that tough, but they still have some pretty tough opponents coming up, Cincinnati and Rutgers, right?
Yeah, it hasn't been, but you're right. Rutgers has been better than expected. In fact, the first BCS national poll came out this week, and Rutgers was ranked a slot ahead of Louisville. So they're a very good football team, really good defensively, whereas Louisville is really good offensively. And Cincinnati, again, it'll be a dangerous team because they're a really good offensive team. So that actually will help Louisville. Having a couple teams ranked in the Big East will kind of help them from a reputation standpoint if they can manage to win the games.
Yeah. Cincinnati's quarterback has to be added to the all-name team, by the way, Munchie Legault.
Munchie, and he's good. They just keep turning out good quarterbacks and good receivers at Cincinnati, and they really have they're a program that flies under the radar. They went to a couple of BCS games, but you have to have a lot of respect for what they're doing because they lose coaches just the way Louisville's lost coaches, and they always seem to hire good people.
Now, U of L's in the top 20 in the two major polls, the AP and the coaches poll, but they're 16th, as you reported, in the BCS ranking. What does that mean?
The BCS is the one that matters in terms of getting to one of the marquee bowls if you don't win your conference. And we're talking about a system that's only going to be around this year and next year, and then will go away when the new football playoff comes. But you want to be as highly ranked as you can be, and it will come into play next year because Louisville really thinks they've got a great team. Everybody's back next year. They think they could be a championship, national championship type of team. But you've got to get up there in that ranking, in that BCS ranking. You need to be probably top 10 to start the season.
It's early, but any projections at this point where U of L could end up? I've heard speculation in the Sugar Bowl against Georgia, possibly.
A lot goes into what's available, but in general, the Big East champ has a track to the Orange Bowl. That bowl will pick last this year, I think, because the national championship's in Miami. So you're seeing some projections. We've seen projections that they'll go to the Sugar Bowl and could face any number of opponents then. And that would be fun just to go somewhere different.
Yeah. Speaking of Georgia, they're going to be in Lexington tomorrow against Kentucky. But the talk really in Lexington has not been so much the next game, but possibly the next coach, unfortunately. Joker Phillips' team is 1-6. The Wildcats lost last week 49-7 at Arkansas, and it's a game they stopped in the third quarter because of lightning. Any other possible wins on UK's radar this season?
Well, they play a team in Samford that comes in. They should beat, although that's a team that's 5-2, I think. They haven't lost many games. Kentucky has some good young talent, but it's really asking a lot for them to go on the road in the Southeastern Conference or even play at home against a team like Georgia, which is one of the top 10 teams in the country. Yeah. And they just keep getting hammered by this high level of competition. You're right. It's almost a foregone conclusion that we're going to be talking about who the next coach is going to be. The hammer hasn't dropped yet, but it doesn't figure to be too far away. So, but they do have some good young talent. They have some people they can build around. It's just a lot's being asked of them right now.
Your colleague Rick Bozich sought the counsel of Howard Schnellenberger, who's familiar with UK, of course, as an alum, and of course built U of L into national prominence. He says they need to find somebody strong to get behind and move forward.
Well, it was a fascinating column that Rick had, and some interesting things that Howard had to say. Yeah, Howard basically said they need somebody like him who won't take no for an answer and who will not let football take a back seat to anybody, because there are a lot of Kentucky fans who are, I don't know, kind of upset that they feel like the football funding isn't what it should be, that a school like Mississippi State that has half Kentucky's athletic budget spends more than Kentucky does on football. And Kentucky's done very well developing this broad-based program with a great higher number of sports than anybody in the Southeastern Conference. But at some point, fans want to see football rewarded for a lot of what it brings in, and that's a discussion going on there right now.
Just a few seconds left. Talk about Western Kentucky real quick. They've really emerged as a good team this year.
They really have, and I'll be going down there. They have a huge game this weekend against Louisiana Monroe. It's the first time two teams from the Sun Belt Conference have met where both were receiving votes in the top 25 polls. Western has won 12 of their last 14 games. And one of the guys from Las Vegas mentioned today, if you'd put $100 down on them 15 games ago, they've covered the spread 15 straight games. If you'd put that $100 down and let it ride, you'd have $1.6 million right now.
Oh,
so
wow.
Western is money.
Go Hilltoppers. All right. Eric Crawford, WDRB and WDRB.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.